You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Offensive rebound. Missed a layup on the stick back try. Fighting for the loose ball, and it's Denver basketball. That might be it for the Lakers right there after that golden opportunity missed. Jokic, that's a slam over James.
No doubt on that one.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Saturday night, courtesy of the call, goes to ESPN. Man, I got to tell you, I'm here on the show. I'm looking at myself right now on camera. I look halfway decent. Don't look terrible. Not wearing any face paint. I don't got the red nose on. I have not become the Joker. Although, the end of Lakers Nuggets, if you bet the Lakers, like I did, like Ken did in game number one, just to cover the spread, like Denver in the series, think Denver's going to win the title, maybe felt Denver favored by a little bit too much. If you bet the Lakers, you might have been with us. You might have been with us on Saturday night because of that sequence at the end of the game. LeBron and Anthony Davis channeling their inner Charles Smith, missing about 97 layups. And then here comes Jokic on the other end with the dunk, and Denver ends up winning by 11 and covers the spread. And we'll talk about Denver and the Lakers game two coming up tonight, the rest of the NBA playoff series in a moment. Eric Eager joins us next hour. The whale capper Drew Dinsick in hour number three. All our bets for tonight, final hour, power hour. We'll get to all the NHL series. Basically spent the entire break talking about the NHL series, both tonight's games and the rest of what we've got going on in the NHL postseason. So you like betting on sports, you like watching sports, we've got everything for you today on You Better You Bet. But let's start, Ken, breaking down the NBA with the game we saw on Saturday night as the Nuggets beat the Los Angeles Lakers 114-103. Now, I can set it up for you, right? LeBron and AD both play great. Lakers were up big in the first half, and Denver wins. And Denver covers. Denver wins by double digits. Where have we seen this before? I know you've got a lot to say about this, so I'll give you the floor, and we can kind of bounce back and forth, and we'll hit every series over the course of the program.
Yeah, I mean, so much to talk about. Almost don't know where to start, but I think there were two things about this series going in that were really important. One was just, like, do we think the Lakers can be competitive against Denver after the sweep, but they were close in all the games, and the Lakers are talking like they can be very competitive in the series, and Denver hadn't closed awesome down the stretch. Like, I think a lot of people were looking for reasons why the Lakers could be competitive. So one was just a basic series handicap, just like for all the series. Like, can the Lakers be competitive against Denver? But then the second part of the series that was interesting was just a broader Denver aspect to it. You know, like, kicked the game to the Spurs and lost the one seed because of it. And it just causes it. Murray, you know, didn't play every single game this year or even close. And you're just kind of like, and we said this all the time on the show, like, I think they're good. I think they're the winner, but you're just never sure until the playoffs start. Like, game one goes bad. Murray's limping around, whatever. You never know. And so I think, you know, in terms of just like, are the Nuggets going to win the series? Yeah, probably. And I think even game one probably answered that question. Now, the series can still go for a while and it can take some twists and turns. But that was like a lot of ways, a pretty resounding win by Denver and how they kind of took the Lakers' best shots. Two stars play all the minutes they win, they cover anyway. But I think as someone who was holding Denver title, and look, like, it's not like I was out adding all of these other bets or something because I was so concerned going into the playoffs. Just a really nice reassurance, at least, that, and it's so funny, like, this, I don't know why this is the image that's burned into my head, but I game one of the playoffs, all the superstars always get, like, totally new haircuts. Like, you notice that? Because they get, like, the 6 days off or 5 days off, and, like, so, like, even Jokic, who showed up to the arena dressed like Gru from Despicable Me.
This is really funny.
Like, I just, But like him, like Luka, like all these guys, it's like, because they got like 5 days off, they got like 6 days off, they look like a new person. And somehow that's like symbolic of, I feel like, what we saw in all the series over the weekend, where whatever you saw in March and whatever you saw, and this is one of the reasons I say the end of the season doesn't tell you anything about what's going to happen in the playoffs, because you show up and then it's like, oh, Denver. Oh, okay. Like, yeah, all right. It looks like how it looked like November 8th or, you know, December 1st, whatever. So I just, you know, cool. Series is the series. Maybe the Lakers can get back in it some way. Seems unlikely. You know, I have the plus games. Maybe they can win a couple. That's what I need. But really, the broader thing is just like, honestly, for me, I'll just speak for myself, like a giant sigh of relief, at least, that Denver looked like Denver from last year's playoffs through one game, which, to be fair, like, it's just one game. I'll take it. Like, the way that they closed the season, Murray looked good. Jokic is just so good. Porter, despite all that's going on, played pretty well. It was like a giant sigh of relief. Makes you either want to not add anybody else or keep adding Denver, honestly, as we kind of head toward the next round.
I said this to you earlier today. I added more Denver last night, and then you had a good note, which we'll talk about, I think, as we move along here. But if you like Denver and want to keep betting the Denver Nuggets to win the title, it would have been something if Michael Porter, like 2 minutes into the game, like, my tummy hurts. Gotta come out. Sorry, guys.
I give him credit, though. Did you hear his answer after the game? We don't have to get into, like, you know, there's like, he has two brothers, like Jonte, who people know. Yeah. So people know what's going on with Jonte, obviously, with the gambling suspension. He has a third brother who's like gotten in trouble with the law, and we don't have to kind of get into what's happening, but he's got a lot going on. And I thought, like, a really mature answer. Like, I watched the clip a couple times and was like, honestly, was like really, really impressed. You know, it's just like, it's you kind of forget how old some of these guys are sometimes, or how young they are, I should say, sometimes too. And yeah, I was just like, man, for him just be able to compartmentalize what's going on and play in like a really important game in your career is pretty wild. Just yeah. So again, like, I mean, fold that in too. Just, it was just like, oh, okay. Like this looks like how I thought it would look when we got to this point. And even if you think that's the case, even if you think they're going to win, just to see it once and remember how they looked last year and to see all the same pieces functioning again, to see Jokic play at this level. And he's, by a lot of measurements, the best playoff player of all time right now by a bunch of metrics. That was on a few podcasts this morning. Murray, who raises his game more than any other. Imagine that. You have the combination. Your best two players are the greatest player in postseason history and the player who improves the most from the regular season to the postseason in Murray. And they play together on the same team. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. So, yeah, just that reassurance of how it looked. And we can get into kind of like all of the other markets. We can do that title thing now if you want, just because we're doing Denver. But, yeah, as someone with all Denver and nothing of anybody else, huge sigh of relief. Hopefully another sigh of relief tonight.
I thought it was really good. I'm hoping that people like listening and watching the show felt the same way. Do you workshop that take on like the haircuts and how, like, yeah, it's like symbolic?
Because no, I think of.
That was really good. Honestly, that should have been like that. That could have been like something someone brought up on like a debate show, and people would have been like, "Oh, wow, that's a good take."
Right. It's postseason. New haircuts. New teams. And I mean, let's do another thing that I was not workshopping, but that I had to do today. Because we'll do all the series individually here. Hockey. What did we just talk about in the last segment? The season series. It seems to matter. Even like all these series could go haywire through one game, and historically, how you play against a team in the regular season holds this incredible. How you play down the stretch holds this incredible weight of how you're going to play in the postseason. These are two things that matter a lot. And in the NBA, and I know Nuggets Lakers like has this streak going on with the Nuggets winning, but in the NBA, just look across all the series, and it's like, did it matter how these teams were playing down the stretch? Did it matter that the Mavs were the hot team coming in? Did it matter that the Bucks were the cold team coming in? You know, did it matter that the Stars were hurt? Did it matter that people thought something was going to happen? Like all these things, it's just that it just perfectly illustrates, I think, the two differences between the sports in terms of who wins the title, how you should think about betting the playoff series. Hockey, whatever you just saw, I think like matters a lot, and how the teams faced in the regular season, I think matters a lot. And in the NBA, it's almost like, do people think it matters a lot? Okay, if that's in the market, I want to bet the opposite side of that. Bucks, Pacers, Timberwolves didn't beat the Suns in the regular season. They win game one. Like it's the two sports couldn't have behaved more differently over the weekend. And it was just crazy. Like, and you know, just to have all these examples of one and all these examples of the other in just game one of this. We got all of it just in game one to kind of prove the point.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nick and Ken here. You better, you bet. Breaking down the weekend that was in the NBA and the NHL postseason. Because you said it to me earlier today on the phone when we were talking, so I'm kind of like stealing this from you, but I feel the same way also. So if you'll allow me, please, to say this, because I think it's really good.
Yeah.
And what I agree 100%. I could not agree more with this thought, and it will lead into a bet that I will give out later in the Power Hour for tonight's games. And this can kind of lead into like a river that leads into the ocean, the topic, which is like the Nuggets are going to win the NBA championship again, and like how people can bet that. Where watching Denver, and I had the Lakers, and Ken had the Lakers, and maybe you are listening.
Plus the points.
Maybe you, plus the points, not to win necessarily, but maybe it's a favored by a little too much. Maybe they can win. We'll still like Denver to win the series, but bet the Lakers. The Lakers, and maybe Ken, you had a different viewing experience. Maybe you, the person watching, listening, maybe you had a different experience than me. Lakers are up by what, 10, 12 in the first half. And all I'm thinking is, well, okay, this is great for now, but what's going to happen when Denver puts like the foot down on the accelerator? Basically, like hold on to your asses. Hold on for dear life. And then, of course, that's what happens. And the Nuggets just decide, hey, we're going to stop playing with our food now and just like blow this team out. They're freaking awesome. And they've got the air about them. And I think a lot of people on social media, and I agree with them, were using the term inevitable to describe the Denver Nuggets. It's a word that I used and we used a lot recently in the NCAA tournament to describe the Connecticut Huskies. It's a word that a lot of people used leading up to the Super Bowl a couple months ago and in the wake of the Super Bowl to describe Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Like the Denver Nuggets, it feels like as long as they are healthy, the starting five is healthy, this team is inevitable. I think I'm done betting against them in single games. I'm good. I'm going to bet them tonight. I'm going to bet them in game 3, game 4, game 5, whatever, however long it goes. Game 1 next round. Just on and on and on and on and on. I don't want to bet against this team ever. They're going to, they're awesome. They're the best team. Like, it's, I feel like it's over already. I feel like it's actually already done. Like, they've already won. Now they just have to do it and stay healthy and they win. And it's over. But see ya. See ya next year for like probably another Denver three-peating unless something else happens. So I think you kind of agree with my thought on the inevitability of the Nuggets and how they compare. But just, yeah, I'd like to be on the right side of things moving forward. So I'm just going to bet the Nuggets tonight and we'll see what happens.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a good point, which is, like, there's a difference between inevitable and likely, and, you know, Jokic steps wrong tonight, we're doing the show tomorrow, and the Celtics are going to win the title. I mean, that's the knife edge, though, that you sit on, and if you're like, well, that doesn't happen, he doesn't miss a lot of games, I mean, the story of this postseason is stars missing games and how often injuries happen, and injuries that you don't expect. I hope they stay healthy. This would have been true with UConn. Klingon takes a wrong step. All of a sudden, maybe Purdue wins the championship if the injury had occurred before Monday night. Mahomes, we've seen him deal with injuries all the time. Now, he's one of the guys that just seems immortal, where he can get hurt and it almost doesn't even matter, but, you know, you get the idea. Like, it's, look, there's
literally
there's ways this can go wrong. I just think, like, we saw how many series did we see over the weekend where it seemed like what we were watching in no way resembled what we had seen in the regular season. I mean, that's the best, and this team did not even play well in this game. That's the best game the Cavs have played in like 3 months. Like, and they didn't even play well. And that's still the best game they probably, that's the most intense game, definitely, that they played in 3 months. That's the best the Clippers have looked in, for, I mean, I know they were up on the Suns in the first half of these games, but just like with no Kawhi to do that, and Dallas did a bunch of stuff wrong the other way too, I understand that. I mean, Minnesota? I mean, some of these, they definitely didn't play Phoenix like that. You don't think a switch flipped? Anthony Edwards in the playoffs is averaging like 30 a game in his career. He averaged like 15 a game against the Suns in the regular season. You don't think the switch flipped for them? And so to see when the switch flips and we go to playoff mode, you're just never quite sure what you're going to get from teams. And you have an idea, playoff experience, which we talked about a lot last week. Those comments prove really prescient based on some of the teams that played well. Clippers, Milwaukee, teams with big advantages in playoff experience. And again, just to see Denver go with, like kind of ride that same wave, take that step up in competition, play better, was again, just reassuring. So I say they're the most likely winner. And I think people understand, I don't mean they're the most likely to get to the finals. That's definitely the Celtics. It's not even close. Like, if the Celtics might 12-0 this thing and appear in the finals. Like, it's totally possible the way that this path is set up. But like, when we get there, which maybe we can talk about next segment, who would you think would win if both made it? And that's where I think there's the difference of opinion. The Celtics are going to be there a little more than Denver is, because they're just going to be there almost all the time. And Denver's not going to be there almost all the time. They're going to be there a lot of the time. But when we get there and they play, what do you think the market's going to be? And what do you think would happen? I think those are two totally different things.
I do wish, well, I've thought this many times in my life, I wish I was a little bit taller, because I'm short. It would be nice to have longer legs and a little bit more flexibility, so I could kick myself in the ass for not betting the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday against the Indiana Pacers like I wanted to all week. God, that was frustrating. Unbelievable.
You gotta trust your Lillard's own instincts sometimes. Yeah. I think I talked you out of it. I really do.
Well, you know what it was, honestly? It was, I kind of got in my own head a little bit. I don't want to, like, listen, sure. Like, I'm an adult. I make my own decisions. You could like something. But listen, I should have the conviction to stick with something. It was the thought that if I click this button and it goes the way I think it's going to, I am going to hate myself in the aftermath. I'd rather not have that happen. So I did regret
angle.
It.
Yeah,
But
listen, our NBA angle,
little Catholic
guilt. Next segment too. Our NBA injury angle, like, that carried into this playoffs. Clippers won game one. Like, Embiid actually played. Sixers still get smoked anyway. Giannis doesn't play. Bucks win. I mean, the game one's here. Like, the
Pelicans covered without Zion.
Pelicans,
I know it
with
wasn't,
no Zion.
I know it wasn't, yeah, the first game without him, but covered in game one of the series without him.
Right. And how about beat the Kings in the first game with no Zion when people, yeah, thought they weren't going to do that? So interesting that it carried over.
Yeah. I kind of think the Thunder are going to sweep them. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. But on the other side, big picture NBA title thoughts. If you like Denver, how should you bet them? It's all coming up next to wrap up hour number one, Nick and Ken.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.